Last Sunday, that was the only slide I got to. Amen, church. First of all, I'd like to thank leadership for allowing me the opportunity to bring forth a message from God. I'm definitely one who seeks him, who loves him, and to my best try to keep all commandments. We're studying the word of obedience. And before I get started, I'd like to thank one of my fellow coaches at Tulane, Brother Sherman and his family for coming out today, driving the 50 minutes to worship with this fine group of believers. And I'd just like to thank him. It's so funny because I have that long drive every morning, and I stop by his office in the morning before I get my coffee. And I'm usually sung all the songs I done sung and witnessed to God. And I usually share the message every morning with Brother Sherman. And he usually gives me a message. So I just like to thank him again because we definitely study God's word. Right now, Sherman is our running backs coach. He had the privilege to coach Tajay Spirit, who will get drafted this draft. And what Sherman does also is he organizes a wave of change. And it's a group that we've made at Tulane where we go on and we teach guys about the different things in life. And he's done a great job in leading that charge for our organization over at Tulane. All right, so I'm going to go to the next slide because we went through this yesterday. And I get so excited about studying the word obedience because it affects me. Amen, church. It affects me. All right. Obedience in the human behavior is a form of social influence in which a person yields to explicit instruction or orders from an authority figure. All right? You don't want to hear about obedience if you don't respect somebody or somebody has authority figure. Okay? So, for instance, okay, we have to look at this in two different ways, okay? I'm looking at this as a way as far as Christianity. Okay, my belief in God. And I'm also looking at this as an everyday job. Or maybe just driving down the road and there's an authority called the state trooper. All right, if I don't have faith in that authority, likelihood, am I going to really be obedient to that? So I told you guys last week that one of my biggest challenges is I really want to learn how to teach obedience if it's God's will. Okay, I should have got an amen on that one. Amen. If it's God's will and he wants me to deep dive and go right into obedience, he will lead me to that. There's four basic personality types when we're talking about obedience. Optimistic, pessimistic, trusting, and envious. Okay? So I'm going to give y'all a little nugget right here. Last week, I had pessimistic spell wrong. So maybe that's one of the reasons why God didn't allow me to move forward past slide one. All right, so we look at optimistic. I would consider myself a person that's optimistic. I would also consider myself a trusting type person. But as I'm teaching this, I got to understand there's different views that people are going to take my message. That everybody here is not going to take the same message. So I got to be able to make my message clear to affect the four different types of personality. Obedience is the act of carrying out the requests or commands of a person of a higher status within social hierarchy. Again, we talked about someone that is over you, somebody that you work for, the basics of obedience. All right, choices, okay? Because that's one of the biggest things about obedience. It's the choices. How do we make choices
dealing with obedience. Okay? So you guys know that I'm speaking the next two Sundays, and I'm going to gravitate more the next two Sundays on one, the Holy Spirit, and then two, God's will. Because regardless of what goes on, we got to be able to hear the Holy Spirit, and then we got to know what God's will is for ourselves. That's the reason why I said that when I want to teach obedience, if it's the will of God, I have to understand that because I want to teach it, that might not be my assignment. But my preparation, amen, church, I still must put the preparation in there if I want to do that, because I want to make sure that I'm what? Ready. If he says, JJ, I want you to do my will. I want you to go out, spread the word of God about obedience in America, and I want to make sure that you're prepared. Because think about this. He's never going to do something for us if we're not what? Prepared. Faith without is dead. Well, people say, well, you know, you really can't talk about work with obedience, because all obedience is faith. Very interesting. I have to put in work to get faith. And what I mean by that is I got to read my Bible. If I'm on a job and my boss says these are the things we need to do to get this job done, I can't just go start the job and try to get this done, and I've not done my due diligence. I've not done my research. I've not done my history. I've not done my fact checks. I got to put the time in to be obedient. I have to put the time in to be obedient. We talk about the Bible, and the Bible gives us great examples about being obedient. And I look back when I'm talking about making a choice, and I look at Adam and Eve. Think about it. Adam and Eve had everything was pure. Everything was perfect. There was no sins on earth. They had everything just in their hand. And all they had to do was be obedient. Everything. They didn't know sin. They didn't know wrong. John 10:10, one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. The devil come to kill, steal, and destroy. There's nothing left. But I come that you'll have life and have it more abundant. See, Adam and Eve had the spread. They had the layout. You will not surely die. You will not surely die. If you eat of it, you will not surely. No, you're not going to die. It's going to be all right. Go ahead and do it. Y'all got everything perfect. But what was the message? What was they told not to do? If they take part, now Pandora's box is wide open. Sin is wide open. Fornication is wide open. Lying and stealing is wide open. Because of a choice. Because of a choice. I've made choices in my life. And church, let me just make sure we clear this up. The reason why I speak about me sometimes is because of there's been a foundation set. There's been a road to grinding it out. It ain't been perfect for me. It just hadn't been. I wasn't Adam and Eve where it was just placed upon me. All I had to do is not mess it up. Amen, church. All right. So let's look at it like this. When Adam and Eve decided to take part in eating the fruit, all right, everything was taken away from them and they were known as sin. So in other words, they were what? Schemed by the devil. See, sometimes we got to understand that when God allows us to be obedient, the devil is going to come and he is going to scheme us. Amen, church. All right. Let's look back in Acts, the second chapter, the day of Pentecost, when everybody, the disciples knew that this was going to be the chance that they was going to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Okay. Now, I like when it's how it starts out with in Acts, the first chapter, the second chapter, when it says, and the apostles was on one accord. So that means the apostles, they knew what was going on. They had their game plan together. They've done their due diligence. They've done their homework. They knew that on this day right here, the prophecies have already told them that on this day right here, that we're going to be obedient to thy word and we're going to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen, church. It was clear cut. Go back. Maybe if Adam and Eve would have had an intimate relationship with themselves, maybe they could have joined forces and put it together, and Adam would have let Eve speak to the devil. Choices. So sometimes it's not even about obedience. It's about putting myself in situations to make that choice. God told Eve, told Adam, don't let her talk to the devil. Don't do that. All right. So now, we got to make choices to set ourselves up to be obedient. Does that make sense? I told y'all last Sunday, I gave you guys my testimony for 2022. And I had choices to make. But my God has already delivered me. I know he loves me. I knew that. And we got to know that. And that's part of our works, is finding out, how much does God love us? Brother Matt, you love your family pretty well, huh? You would die for your family, right? Why would you die for your family? You love your family, right? You would protect your family, right? You're going to make sure that your family's going to be obedient to you, because you love them, right? So let me ask you a question. You had a film that you showed before church where your son went to the watery grave of baptism and put on Jesus for the remission of his sins. How, as a father, did that make you that your son was obedient and was baptized? Cloud nine. You do anything for him right now, that's all it is with us, guys. When we put on Christ and we're obedient to his word, he's so happy. He wants to share more of himself. But it's about love, church. Obedience in the Bible. Hearing the word of God and acting on it. Hearing the word of God in acting on it. Okay, so next Sunday we're going to talk about hearing the word of God. We're going to talk about that when I hear the word of God, do I act on it? Okay? Last week. Was it last week? Anybody heard of Mackie Silstone? Mackie Silstone is a trainer that trains a lot of athletes. I think he's the last person he trained with Serena Williams. Mackie trained me. Well, he saw Jalen over to the track last week. And he said, Jalen, you need to tell your daddy that he needs to lose weight. Now, anybody know Mackie? I mean, he's too smart. He's too smart. He really is. And Mackie said, he said, tell him he needs to lose it. So I text Mackie. Okay, Mackie gonna call me out in front of my son. And Sherman, you know, that competitive nature came out, son. And I'm like, Mackie, what are you talking about? Well, JJ, you know, anytime you have over a 40-inch waist and you're of age and, you know, with diabetes and high blood pressure and he just kept on rumbling, just mumbling. So I had to take a step back, church, because there's a choice I have to make. Amen. And when I tell you I knew it was the Holy Spirit talking to me, I knew the Holy Spirit was saying, hey, JJ, hey, you better start losing weight. You're getting older. You're slowing down a little bit. You better slim down or there's going to be consequences. Remember your mom at 44 with a heart attack. Yes. I have to listen. I have to comprehend. I have to believe. I got to block out the haters. And like Nike say, I just do it. And that's what I'm doing. Because I was able to hear. I felt that it was God's message for me, that the Holy Spirit brought this message to me, that I need to lose weight. I don't need to be a 40. I don't need to be a 40. It's hard. You know it's hard. You work all these hours. It's hard. It really is. I got a blackberry cobbler I made. Homemade, because you can't find blackberry cobblers. Then why can't you find them in the stores right now? You can't find them in the stores. So you know what I say? I said, I'm going to make me a homemade one. And my wife is like, Jada, why haven't you eaten the blackberry cobbler? And all I can keep on thinking about is, JJ, you can't have a 40-inch waist. And it's blocking me from eating that blackberry cobbler. So this is what I'm going to do, okay? I'm going to bag it up. I'm going to put it in the freezer. And when I drop my weight properly, I'm going to go back and eat the blackberry cobbler. Now, I'm making a joke out of this, and I'm being funny with it. That's how it has to happen. That's how it has to operate. If I want to enjoy the blackberry cobbler, I got to make the sacrifices. I got to be obedient to my God. All right? Hearing the word of God and acting on it, it implies aligning our will to God's will. It's tough. It's not easy. But when you make it easy, when you love God, you will do God's will. We talked about last year, we talked about Matthew chapter 6. And I'm not going to forget talking about it because it's my favorite chapter in the Bible, period. And we talk about seeking God. And seeking God means being intimate with God. Well, if I want to know God's will, I got work to do. How many of us study God's word? And we study it with the mindset that I'm seeking God when I study. See, because all this is about your mindset. And why? Because of John 10 and 10. Guys, we're playing a game. And who's going to be ready for the game? Each week you got to go out and you have to face Satan every week. And because you're children of God, because you're on God's list, you're going to face the tougher teams. You're going to face the tougher teams every week, every week, every week, because you're on God's list. I tell people, church, I'm not going to lie. I'm VIP. I'm VIP. I'm on the VIP list. That don't mean I'm perfect, but I'm going to study my word. I'm going to praise God. I'm going to acknowledge his word. Best thing ever happened to me is that 52-minute journey in the morning. 160,000 miles in 3 years. And I'm telling you, I'm praising him every morning. I wasn't doing that when I was working 5 minutes from the house. Amen, church. I wasn't doing that when it was convenient just to take a right turn, a left turn, a right turn, I'm at work. It was convenient. It wasn't convenient. It's not convenient now when I got to go over the causeway every day. But every day, I'm praising him. I put my time. I thank God. But I got to understand that I got to find a way to be intimate with the Spirit. Because when the Spirit talks to me, I want to be able to listen, comprehend, have faith and believe in God's will. Then I know I can block out the naysayers, the doubters, the people that don't want me to go to heaven. Church, the reason why I'm like this, I don't want to go to heaven by myself. Amen, church. Who want to go to heaven by themselves? Sherman, I'm going to tell you, I don't know if I'm going to make it this week with my voice. It's going to be kind of shaky this week. 3 practices. But guess who's going to make a way? I'm going to figure it out some way. So guess what? I don't worry. We have to be in awareness of God to be obedient. We have to be aware. Okay, church, so the official time of learning is 18 minutes. And I'm a principle-based person. I mean, I'm filled with principles. I think that most of the principles come from the Bible, but I'm principle-based. You can sit down. I got the message. And although I don't get to everything I do, I feel like God's going to take care of all that because he knows the message I did give should be received. I really believe that you can only teach so long. I'm a situational type of person. I like to teach situational. You probably do too, huh? There's a reason for it, huh? You don't know what's going on. Think about this, church. Why aren't we teaching more situational? If this happens, how do I be obedient? Why are we surprised? You go through the same things I go through. So why don't we pinpoint the situation that we're in and teach each other on how to be obedient? You do this, you do this, you do this, and you do this. And you don't do this. I bet you Adam and Eve wish they had a situational awareness before they were tempted. That's what we call it. Situational awareness. Think about this. When you get married and you don't get situational awareness. See, because like an old head like me, who been married 27 years, I could take a young man that's in God and help him out. 2 plus 2 it's always going to be four. But guess what? When we don't make good choices, it ain't four sometimes. It's not four. My time is up. I will get to hearing the Holy Spirit, because I think that's the biggest part in obedience, is being able to hear. You got to be able to hear the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit's going to talk to you. It's going to talk to you. It's going to talk to you. But it does no good if you have the Holy Spirit, if you have awareness of God's will, and you don't listen to the Holy Spirit. I can go back to the times I didn't listen. And I'm just like, JJ, come on, man. Lock in. You know better than that. I hate when I tell myself, you know better than that. Amen, church. I mean, I shouldn't be the only person saying that. I know better than that. Church, again, I thank you guys for allowing me to bring forth God's message. I challenge each of you this week to study up on obedience, study up on the Holy Spirit, because we're going straight to the Holy Spirit next week. And I think it's really the hidden secret of being a good Christian and being a great Christian. Church, we come down to the ending part of our service. If anybody like to put on Christ, or if anybody needs prayers of the righteous, this is the time. I wouldn't be nervous to come down here to the front and be scared. Because all you're doing is getting the love of God. This is the time of getting the love of God. God has set this up. Not man. I thank you guys. I love you guys. Continue to pray for me and my family. Jalen just left to go to the USFL, but I have the little one here today. He's here for his last spring break. Amen, church. Thank you.